Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 181 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm your host, Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I really appreciate it. Hope all is going well with whatever you're up to today. So just wrapped up an epic week of conferences here in San Diego. Actually, it was an epic month of February. I can't even believe we're in March already. My team said to me in early February, because I was traveling pretty much for all of January, over in Paris and London, like I've talked about here on the show before with my wife. But yeah, my team had told me in early February, they were like, your February is crazy. And I was like, no problem. And yes, it was. And it was, a lot of great stuff, but I was looking forward to getting through the end of February and getting into March. And here we are. And like I said, both Traffic and Conversion Summit and Social Media Marketing World were here in San Diego last week. And I spoke at Social Media Marketing World about how to use Facebook ads, custom audiences in your ads. And there were obviously a lot of topics over that week between the two conferences. Also, a lot of conversations with people. So on the show today, I wanted to kind of briefly share the three big takeaways of both of those conferences with you guys here on the podcast. And the first big takeaway, people are still freaking out about the Facebook algorithm update. So we're going to talk more about that. The second big takeaway is video. Not that that's anything new, but there was a ton of conversation around that. And then the third one, and I'm sure you're not surprised about this one, is there was a ton of talk about messenger marketing and bots. So we're going to talk about those three things here briefly and sort of my takeaways for those three things from the conferences, so that if you weren't able to attend those conferences, so that you're up on those things. And we're going to be talking about more about, especially about messenger marketing here on the podcast coming up here. But before we do talk about those things, thank you to everybody who I met at both those conferences who listened to the podcast. I had countless people come up to me and say that they love the show. And also tell me, I had many people tell me that, they implement what they learn here in the show and it's completely changed their business. Many of those people, I asked them to reach out because I'd love to have them on the show so I can share their stories with you, because that's one of the big pieces of feedback that I get from people is that you guys love these case studies and, of quote unquote, everyday people just going at it and seeing success. And I also love when people are implementing what you're learning here on the podcast. So thank you again to everybody who came up to me at the conferences. And that means a lot. And, that it's the whole reason why I do this show. And it can be a little lonely here behind the mic, right? If you're not hearing from people. And so I really take a lot from the reviews on iTunes and when I see people at conferences and everything like that. So again, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Also, as you're listening to the show today, don't forget to take a screenshot of your listening to this podcast on your phone and then share it in your Instagram story. And when you do, tag me in it at Rick Mulready. And when you tag me, ask me your biggest question that you had from the episode here today, and I'll respond to you there on Instagram in direct message there. So let's dive into the first big theme at these two conferences, Traffic and Conversion and Social Media Marketing World. And that the first big thing is I noticed that people are still freaking out about the Facebook algorithm update. That's actually one of the questions, actually multiple questions I got from during my session, even though I didn't really touch on it because I could talk about that for hours. And I only had about 45 minutes with Q&A to talk about custom audiences, which also, I mean, I could talk about that for hours as well. But, you know, when it comes to the algorithm update, guys, I really want to just kind of put you at ease. You know, that's my goal here. You know, first and foremost, we have to remember that Facebook is a pay-to-play platform. It's been this way for years now. So if we want to get our content seen, we've got to pay. You know, I like to say if we want to play in Facebook sandbox, we got to play by their rules, right? So that means with your content, focusing on being authentic, focus on being helpful, focus on creating value for your audience. And this really shouldn't be anything earth shattering. You know, focusing on engagement and comments, but without engagement baiting, as Facebook came out in January and was very clear about that, you know, in as far as like, you know, getting people to type stuff below just to play the algorithm, if you will. And so a great way to be adding value and being authentic and being helpful is to do Facebook Lives. Facebook loves when we do Facebook Lives on a regular basis. Not only does this add value, but it also builds engagement on your Facebook page, okay? And also, not only is this video, which does better in the newsfeed algorithm, but then you do video through a Facebook Live, which Facebook loves even more, and then you put some money behind it and you turn your Facebook Lives into ads. The Facebook Lives that you've seen have gotten good engagement and people are digging the content and so forth. Then you can turn those Facebook Lives into ads and target your ideal audience. And of course, just like I shared during my presentation and what we talk about here a lot on the podcast, is then creating video engagement audiences from those Facebook Live video. So creating those engagement audiences so that you can retarget people based on how long they're watching your Facebook Live videos. So, I mean, I really talked to a lot of people throughout the week who have actually seen their reach grow on Facebook. You know, for me and my business, we haven't seen any kind of downturn, you know, in the reach. And again, I talked to a lot of people who have actually seen their reach grow because they're putting out content that's helpful to people and that their audience wants. Again, guys, this isn't really anything new. We've been talking about this approach for what seems like forever. So focus on value first and providing great and helpful content that serves your audience. And I think the easiest way to do this and how I recommend to do it is through Facebook Live and video, okay? So speaking of video, this was another big topic that was talked a lot about at both Traffic and Conversion and Social Media Marketing World. And again, this isn't anything new. Rather, basically the conversation was just sort of stressing the importance of connecting with your audience on a personal level through video, whether it's doing Facebook Lives, video that you're uploading into Facebook, doing video ads, Instagram story videos, YouTube. Video should absolutely be a central part of your marketing strategy right now, both from an organic and a paid standpoint. So again, this isn't really anything new, anything really earth-shattering, but there were a lot of good conversations around video and the importance of ensuring that video is a central point of your marketing strategy. Especially at Social Media Marketing World, there were a ton of people with tripods and stabilizers who were, you know, recording stuff and documenting and so forth. Do more of that, basically. And again, you don't have to do anything crazy. Just grab your smartphone and go. So I did, I'm actually going to mention this here in a minute. We did video at both Traffic and Conversion and Social Media Marketing World with my iPhone. And I use it's called iRig Lav Mic. And it's like, I don't know, $60 on Amazon. Again, it's an iRig Lav Mic. Really, really good. I'll link it up in the show notes for you for today's episode so you can check it out if you want to. It records really good audio. It's super simple, plugs right into your phone, and away you go. So video, video, video. Now, the third big theme, and again, this shouldn't be, this is not going to be earth shattering either, and not surprising, but this was something that was talked about throughout both conferences, and that was messenger marketing and bots. Basically, leveraging both messenger and bot technology so that you can have more personalized conversations with your audience and really using bots in a way that serves your audience and segments them so that you can deliver value and content that's most helpful to that person. You know, so when we send an email out to our entire email list, we're speaking, you know, one to many, unless you're really segmented in your email list. Well, messenger marketing and bots allow you to become very segmented and have those personalized conversations. So using bot tools like ManyChat or Opesta as content delivery systems that you normally might use email or landing pages to deliver. Like say you want to do an email series or something like that. You can deliver it through Messenger using this bot technology, ManyChat or Opesta or whatever. Maybe you want to do a challenge or a video series or a mini course or whatever it is that you normally deliver through email or through landing pages that you can also do it, you know, using these bots like that. The open rates and the click rates in these bots is amazing. I mean, we're talking like 80% plus on open rates. And then we've seen click rates in the stuff that we've done in the 25 to 35% click rate, whereas email click rate within the emails, I mean, we're talking what, 2 to 4 to 5%, maybe somewhere in there. So it's amazing. Now, I'm not saying that email is dead. Email is definitely not dead and should still be a central strategy for you. But the ability to message with your audience on a personal level where you're not pushing things to them, rather you're delivering to them what they raise their hand and ask for. They're already there hanging out, right, and spending time. So you can leverage messenger marketing and the bot technology that we have available to us to deliver content to them that they are asking for. And again, I can't stress this enough, guys. Messenger marketing is permission-based. Don't be pushing messages out unless you're within that 24-hour period since the last engagement with them. This is the biggest mistake that I see people make, and this is the biggest risk when it comes to messenger marketing that is going to ruin it, because people are going to just start flocking elsewhere when people are just misusing them from a marketing standpoint. You know, guys, this is permission-based. We want to be asking people what they want to hear more about. And you can give them options, and based on what they click, for example, you can send them that content or send them to that video or whatever it is. But this is not pushing things to them unless you have engaged with them in the past 24 hours. Okay. The other big mistake that I see people making is that some people are not ready for messenger marketing and bots. And I say they're not ready because they don't even have the fundamentals of their marketing down for their business. Look, I know that messenger bots are the shiny, sexy new object, but you've got to have the marketing fundamentals down first. I mean, I talked about this in slide number, I think it was like 3 in my presentation at Social Media Marketing World. Now, granted, I was talking about Facebook custom audiences, but it's the same thing here, especially with messenger bots. Because they are the shiny new object, everybody wants to flock to them, and people should be, but you've got to have the marketing fundamentals down first. Things like understanding your target customers, being clear on the value that you bring to them, creating offers that solve your target customers' challenges, being able to communicate clearly to your audience and position yourself. This is about playing the long game, the fundamental of playing the long game and building relationships and connection and trust with your target audience. Get that stuff down first before you start diving into messenger bots. If you have the fundamentals down and this stuff is, you know, in your marketing is working for you, now if you're not already, now get into start testing out messenger marketing and bots and stuff like that, because it can add a whole other level of interaction and engagement with your target audience to your business. I've got a lot more messenger marketing and bot conversation coming up here on the podcast. We're going to be talking about fundamentals of messenger marketing and bots, ideas for how to use them. And also, I've got an interview coming up for you with ManyChat's founder, Mike Yang. So stay tuned for that coming up here on the podcast. So just to recap, I just want to kind of want to briefly touch on these three big themes, these three big takeaways from both traffic and conversion and social media marketing world. Number one, people are still freaking out about the Facebook algorithm update. And frankly, I don't think there is any need to. If you were following the types of things that we've been talking about here in the podcast forever, focusing on adding value, focusing on creating engagement, focusing on good content that helps your target audience, okay? Then the second big takeaway, video. Again, this really isn't a, this is more of a reminder to making sure that you are doing video in your business, whether it is organic and, or it should be organic and paid, but whether it's Facebook Live or uploading video to Facebook or Instagram story video, YouTube video, that sort of thing, to allow you to connect and for your customer to connect with you. Video is a great way to do that. And then finally, a ton of talk about messenger marketing and bots. So that's what I'm here to do, is to keep you guys updated on what's going on just in the in this space that we're talking about here, in the online marketing space and paid advertising space. Also, in addition to people coming up to me and letting me know they listen to the podcast, they are also asking about my Accelerator Group Coaching Program, because they hear me talking about it here on the podcast and on social media, and they're looking to accelerate the growth of their business. So they wanted to know more about the program, how it can help them, and what they get within the Accelerator Group Coaching Program. And I also want to invite you to check it out as well. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator, and you can book a free strategy call right there so we can see where you're at in your business, where you want to go, what challenges that you're facing, and then also, more importantly, how we could help you get to where you want to go more quickly. Now, this is a 12-month group coaching program that's designed to help you take your business to the next level. And in the Accelerator, we focus on three core elements of growing your business: the foundation, the marketing, and the scaling. And people in the Accelerator are at different levels there. So we focus on what you need the most help with specifically for your business. And this is also based on a framework of three key things here: high-level coaching, community, and accountability. And I created this program because those three things have been integral in allowing me to grow my business to seven figures in 4 years. And I don't say that to brag or anything like that. I'm just sharing with you what's possible when you surround yourself with amazing coaching as well as community and accountability. So I want the same thing for you. So when you join the Accelerator program, you get a 12-month personalized game plan for achieving whatever your goals are in your business and in your life. We do monthly group coaching. So we do two calls a month, which includes training, which includes I bring on guest experts. And also we do hot seat strategy sessions for people during those calls. We do two live private retreats here in San Diego. You also get a VIP experience and a VIP day at one of my FBA live events here in San Diego. You get regular personalized sales funnel critiques, ad critiques, copy reviews, launch strategy critiques, as well as a private Facebook group where you're getting help from a coach on my team as well as me on a regular basis, and a whole lot more. So if you think coaching, support, and accountability is something that can help you fast track the success of your business, then I want to invite you to check out my Accelerator program, which you can do over at rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, that's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. Hope you got a lot out of this episode here today. Coming up on the podcast here, we've got some changes coming. We still use the original music and the original intro and everything for the podcast from 2 years ago, from 181 episodes ago. So I've got some new, fresh music, some new intros and outros coming your way, which I'm really excited about. I'm about to take this podcast to the next level because I'm going to be adding some new series in here. Really, really excited about it. Now, coming up in the next episode, I've got more from social media marketing world coming your way because I recorded some live audio while I was there to share with you right here on the podcast. I'm really pumped to be sharing that with you starting in the next episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.